Hey, dude, I got the mail.
Okay, then.
I take it someone hasn't had a very good day today.
Oh, you know, I'm real empathetic like that. There's just something about seeing my roommate, you know, collapse on the couch, face down, that really gets my spidey senses tingling.
Plus,
you're not usually naked in the living room. Intentional, I hope.
No answer to that one, then. Got it. I'm gonna hazard a theory. Be sure to tell me if it's wrong. You've had the worst day in recent memory, and you are so tired and desperate for attention, especially attention from someone for whom you have harbored an open secret crush for God knows how long now, yes, I am aware, that you've thrown caution to the wind and planted yourself on the couch, face down, ass up, in the hopes that, whether out of empathy or sheer masculine horniness, I will have no choice but to pay attention to you in some way that makes you feel better. However, now hearing me say all of this out loud back to you, you're starting to become self-conscious and silly about this plan, which is why your posture is starting to shift so that you can make yourself feel smaller and ride out the embarrassment. Is that close, or am I way off target here? Yeah. Like I said, super empathetic. Plus, like, you live-tweeted, like, the first half of that throughout most of the day, so, you know, 2+2 and all. You don't want to be left alone right now, do you? No. And you're not going to put your clothes back on either, are you? Nope, didn't think so. You don't know whether you want to cry or fuck or both right now, do you? You want me to hold you on my lap and tell you that everything's going to be okay, don't you? Yep. Alright. Come here. There we go. Hopefully my jeans aren't too uncomfortable against your, It's fine. Okay. Good, good, good. Want to tell me what happened? You had a date? Oh, I guess the past tense is important there. Why'd you cancel? Really? With Jessica from accounting? Bright side, it seems like you dodged a bullet with a guy like that. What kind of an idiot actually tries to go behind your back like that? That is such a shitty thing to do. What? Of course you're prettier than her. Is that even a question? Like I said, this guy's an idiot for doing this, and not just because two timing is stupid. He's got no taste. Yes, you're hot. Pretty, sexy, fuckable, all that good stuff. Here. Wait, what's this? Ah. You're also slightly drunk. I see. Dude, the sun hasn't even gone down yet. No, no, no. It's okay. You're allowed to be a little drunk. My poor, sad, drunk, sexy little roommate. I did just kiss you. It's more of a smooch, though, just to keep things casual. You want things to be less casual. Hmm. Like this? Better. A little bit. Do you maybe want some more nice words from the hot guy who lives in the room next to you? Yeah. Hey, I'm just giving you some of that attention and affection that you've been not so secretly wanting. I can't help but that you think I look good any more than I can help feeling bad when I see you depressed like this. Do you? Yes. Yes, you still look super hot and sexy even when you're sad. Yes, again, even hotter and sexier than Jessica. God, this fucker's got you in a complex about that girl. Fucking asshole. What specifically do I find sexy about you? Oh, jeez. Fucking, you're drunk and needy. Okay. You got a nice pair, dude. Yes, totally. I mean it. You've got nice boobs. Perfect size and shape. Not too big, not too small. Just right. At least in my view. Would I... You are thirsting so hard for compliments. And for other things. Yes. I have fantasized about seeing you naked before. Yes. I have jerked it to the thought of you. Yes. Yes, I've always wanted to touch your tits. You want me to... Oh my god. Fine. If you want me to, I'll do it. Whatever it takes to make you feel better. Here goes, you little weirdo.
There we go. Got a nice face full of boob. Yes, it's everything I'd imagined it would be, you ass. I can feel you grinning from down here.
Amazing tits. Like, seriously. Look, I can already see the gears grinding away in your head. And let me just tell you right now that you are not going to find a limit to what I'm willing to do to cheer you up. Go right ahead. I have no shame around you. Oh my god. You're such a weirdo. Here. Fine. A kiss for each. There. I hope I've satisfied your cute little nipples with my handsome lips. That's right, you better blush. I'll do whatever you want, but if you think I'm not gonna say some out-of-pocket shit while I do it, then you gotta be out of your fucking mind. Here, I'll even do your lines. Watch this.
Oh my god, Rumi, your big gorgeous hands feel so good on my tits. Fuck, I want you inside of me. Mmm. my god, you snorted laughing. You totally did. You totally did. You can't deny it. No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You did.
You did.
Oh, you don't think my hands are gorgeous? Is that so? Average? I am hurt. I am really hurt. But also, you're totally lying. You're totally lying. There is no way that you don't think my hands are hot. Because you think that I'm hot. And chicks think hands are hot. So if you think I'm hot, then you probably think that my hands are hot too. Okay, well, even if I'm off base with my sweeping generalizations, you totally like my hands. You really gonna tell me that you don't fantasize about my hands? You don't imagine me running them all over your skin? About me holding you tight in my big arms and making you feel good? Prove it? Seriously? Wow, guess my sexy, drunk dumbass is also a sexy, drunk brat. Prove it. You're such a tease. You goofball. Like you're not already sitting in my lap, staining the front of my pants. Oh, no. That is not me. The pre-cum is staining my boxers. You're staining the denim. Get it straight. Now, go ahead and turn around. Well, you said you wanted me to prove it, right? That I could find your clit? I'm taking that as a command, ma'am. You want me to try and make you come or not? Hello? Did I break something in your brain? You're just staring at me. Turn around. There we go. There you go. Just roll your head back and relax. That's it. You want me to play with your boobs again? Man, you are really stuck on those. I mean, I'm ready to dive below the belt here, and yet you still want me to take a detour up here. I know some people have really sensitive nipples, but there's no way that's better than pussy, right? Like, why are you so... No. Oh, of course your tits are nice. Like, I made that very clear. Any guy would want them, would want you. Why are you so worried about that? Well, I don't care if Jessica's are bigger. Yours are better. We already clarified your date is an idiot with no taste that extends to his preferences for physical appearance. Look at me. You look amazing. Seriously. I promise. Don't let that guy's bullshit get into your head, okay? Okay. Good. Now, let me feel up this incredible body of yours, starting as requested with these. You can feel me getting harder, can't you? It's because you're hot as hell, dude. Oh, physical appearance isn't everything.
But yours. Yours is fucking something.
And I love it. Anyone who genuinely likes you, who genuinely cares about you, isn't going to lose interest just because someone with bigger tits walks by. They were never interested in you in the first place, and you should be glad that you didn't have to give them a chance to be with you at all. You know, if someone's actually worth your time, if they like you, you know, for you. Someone who doesn't just want to get off, but who also wants to give. That's it, that's it. Just relax for me, you beautiful little thing. Let me work my way around. I want to explore every perfect inch of you, if you'll let me. If you'll tell me to. Is that what you want? Well, I know you might want that too, but you're a bit drunk. I don't want to take that out until your head's a bit clearer. So for now, if it's okay with you, would you like me to find that clit of yours? Perfect. Already found it. Oh, whoa. Whoa. Hey, you were not prepared for that. Shh. Shh. That's it, that's it, that's it. It's okay. Keep those sexy little moans of yours coming. I can't get enough of them. I would do anything to make you feel like this. Anything to show you how fucking amazing you are to me. So fucking hot. There you go. God, you are so fucking hot. Just, how can you look in the mirror and not see how beautiful you are? There you go. A little faster. Okay, yes ma'am. Oh, you're such a wiggly little thing. That's it. That's it. That's it. There you go. Almost there. Almost there. Almost there.
come on for me. That's it, baby. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, shh. That's it. 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 Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, there you go. Never thought I'd get to hear that sound a few inches from my face. It usually just comes through the wall at like 2 a.m. after an hour of weird buzzing noises. You are so cute when you're blushing. And, you know, coming. Oh, you poor thing. Drunk and orgasming on the couch at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You look so tired. Oh. Sorry, I can't stop touching that pussy. It's just so nice. Here, turn around for me. Come on. There you go. Look at me. Look at me. Look at the guy you've had a crush on for so long, holding you after he's made you come. And listen to what I have to say. You're beautiful. Okay? It doesn't matter what some jackass thinks. You don't have to greet me at the door with your ass up to make me think that you're hot. You are an amazing person, and you should never think any differently, okay? Okay. Thank you. Now, why don't we lay down? Because you really do look tired. Come here. There you go. Just let me hold you tight. You can take a nap for a little while. You think you want some pizza tonight? Yeah? Alright, perfect. I'll order some when you wake up. Good night, Rumi. Don't thank me, goofball. I'd do anything for you. You know that. Now get some sleep.